Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, Brittany, step on up here for a second here.
Alrighty. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I got to take a deep breath here.
Okay, I have no idea what this is about.
Let me give you the option here. Do you feel ready for an uncomfortable situation?
I feel so ready, and if our boss is listening right now, I'm supposed to be meeting with him. I'm busy with the Burt Show.
Yeah, blame it on me.
Just so he knows.
That's cool. Everybody else just blames it on me.
Well, if you're ready, then take off your pants.
All right.
Okay, that is uncomfortable.
That is creepy.
Lord. Put yours back on. Okay.
In the interest of honesty.
Okay.
And this is just...
And I'm always honest with you, Burt.
Liar. You just lied right there. And this is coming from me and me, solely me, okay? I feel the need to, like, stick up for my friend Jen Javi for a second.
Okay.
With you. The other day when, on Monday, you know, we're talking so much about her engagement and all that.
Yeah.
She came in here, she was all stoked to tell everybody about it, and we were all excited for her. And then she tells you about it, and then you immediately go on Twitter, and I'm looking for the exact tweet.
Okay, first of all, that's not true. That's not how it happens.
Okay, all right. Well, let me explain what I...
Do you want me to tell you what the tweet said? Because I know what it said.
Okay. Because this happened right after Jen, I think, told you that
it
she was...
It happened before. It happened while I was still at home, while I was listening to the radio.
Okay.
What station were you listening to?
she's full on the fish.
And, you know, and the reason why I didn't say specifically or anything is because it's not about you at all. It's all about me. You know, my tweets.
Yes, of course.
My tweet said, "Kind of depressed by a friend's good news today. That's a bummer," and it is. And the reason that it's a little depressing for me, and I'm so happy for you. And I came in and I said, "I'm so happy for you. Congratulations!" And I looked at your ring and everything, and I am happy for you. I'm just so sad for me, but for a couple of reasons. And one of them is because I'm single. And over 30. And, you know, I would like to not be single. And I just haven't had less than zero luck in dating in Atlanta in the last, you know, 6 months to a year.
All right. So let me pause you there for just 1 second before we hear the rest of it.
Okay.
Because my question really was, in looking at your tweet, I was wondering if you were going to make a blanket statement about women in the very same situation. Publicly, will they tell the woman that just got engaged they're very happy for them, but privately on the inside, are they really sort of like bummed for themselves? Is your situation...
Well, it's more than that. It's not like I just heard like, oh, somebody got engaged and it was really cool. Like Jen had this elaborate, awesome engagement story, right? And don't make me cry on the radio, okay? But it wasn't just that you got engaged. It was also that he brought up your whole family and he flew down to see your family and his family was there and like...
Hit you on a couple of different levels.
Well, yeah, like I and for some reason this year more than any. Why am I crying?
Because you're on the Burt Show. That's what we do. It's okay.
We have one of the interns mace you before you came on? Because that's normally how it goes.
That's the standard.
This year, more than any other time in my life, it's really bugged me that I don't have that family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You and I share that. We've had a lot of conversations about that.
I'm not an ugly crier, but I have an ugly crying voice.
That should make you feel better. You could be like, well, she's engaged, but she is ugly when she cries.
My family would be like, oh, eh, whatever. You know, like, I doubt that my family, if I had a wedding here, would even fly out to the wedding. Like, my dad might.
Mm-hmm.
My mom definitely wouldn't. My grandparents probably wouldn't.
Here's what fascinates me about women. It really does, like, because guys, we're so basic. We're so basic. I think I've given the analogy before. We're checkers. Women are chess. We're dogs. Women are cats, you know, because you're always thinking and stuff. Like how one thing in somebody else's life a woman can take a look at and not only relate to herself, but it can be so powerful and either so depressing. And it just brings all these sort of like the perfect storm of depression to you based on her happiness.
It sort of struck a chord that was already there. So I was already kind of bummed out about it. And then that just was additional sort of on top of it. So ugly crying voice. So that's what it was about. And that's why I didn't say anything to you, because I didn't want my weirdness about it to infringe on you in any way. And I tweeted about it, but I tried not to be too specific about it. And some people knew, obviously, what I was talking about. But
it's
I didn't
guess.
Well, you know, but I didn't want to connect it to her in any way. Even if you knew what I was talking about, I didn't want to, you know what I mean?
How could it not be, though?
It could be about anything. My best friend is pregnant again. It could be about that.
Are you bummed about that?
So there. No, I'm actually excited about that. I'm more excited than she is. And she, to be fair, talking to her about this situation afterwards, she said, well, if it makes you feel any better, if anyone ever wanted to get engaged to you, they would have to fly here and talk to me and get my permission first.
Wendy, let me ask you the same question then. So if a girlfriend of yours gets engaged, you're initially happy, but is there always a little sadness, like just a twinge of sadness, like why not me?
I think it's, I don't know if it would be sadness. It's just a little bit of reflection on where you are in your relationship status. I mean, you know, you're single.
I think that goes back to the whole, like, timeline thing that women, like, really put a lot of pressure on themselves.
But I'm not as upset. I never even thought about it. I was just super excited for Jen to find a really good guy. So I didn't even think about me in that situation.
I'm just curious from a guy's perspective, because you're making this about women and guys are simple. Now, if it was something about some guy that, I don't know, because guys are usually focused on money, like he lands a great job or whatever. Like, I'm trying to think of something where you would compare yourself. Go ahead.
I know an example. They do it with that guy, Scooter Braun. I've heard you guys in here talking about him. By 30, that guy's going to be making this much money and that kind of thing.
It's not a good analogy because I'm not a friend of his.
But I think Melissa's right.
I think we're like more acquaintances.
But see, I think it's different. I'm not jealous of him or have hatred for him. Like, if I'm saying
that, I'm not
jealous or do I have hatred. I mean, okay, I'm maybe a little jealous. That's
but it's
depending
when
on how
when
you
we
define
say
jealousy.
About guys,
but I have
like,
no hatred. I'm not upset with Jen. I'm not mad at anybody.
There you are.
But
when
I
she
think
wasn't
Melissa.
Here, you said you said you hated her.
I did several times.
You say that every day.
I actually think Melissa. I think there might be some truth in what you're saying.
Because I just think that you're looking at it from women because this is one of our goals in life. But I think for guys, money is your big success. Is your big goal, and I do think that guys get intensely jealous of other guys who are more successful than them, at a similar point in life.
I think I could probably say that would be if my friend Terrence called me today and said that he hit the lottery and he won $100 million. I would initially be stoked, but then there would definitely be some jealousy.
And would you send a tweet out that said, you know, a friend of mine just had some great news, and it kind of bummed me out. Hate to say, you know, whatever. I mean, you're just sending, you know.
It's not a bad analogy. I don't know that I would do it, but I understand better now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's just, yeah.
It's just like Jim was saying.
Stuff.
It's like you kind of self-reflect on what your goals in life were, and somebody's hit it, and you may not have. It makes you feel bad. If you've hit your goal in life, you don't even think about it, you know?
Maria wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Maria.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't really think that it's that weird that she felt sad about it. You know, I mean, it's definitely, you start to think about where you are in life and stuff like that. Good way to call her out. But, you know, I mean, you know, if one of your friends gets pregnant and, you know, you want babies, or if one of your friends gets engaged and, you know, you want to be, I mean, it just kind of depends. I think it's normal. I mean, I think she's happy for her, but I mean, it does kind of show you where you are in your life sometimes. And I think it's totally normal.
I mean, so really what we're saying is people at the very base are very narcissistic. So while there might be great things going on around them, still you relate it to you and how it affects your situation.
Well, I think people have insecurities, and the things that you're confident about, it does not affect you. But things you're insecure about or things you're frustrated by, something, you know, it could take very little to kind of spark it up and make you upset about it, you know?
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. I was just listening to everybody and really, really empathizing with Brittany. I'm 27, but I totally feel her. I have a girlfriend that just had another baby. I have another girlfriend that's getting married in August. And as happy as I am for them, it definitely makes you reflect about where you are and the things that you want, and it can be a little bumming. So, and I don't think it's necessarily a reflection of any insecurity or makes you a bad person or what have you, but it's just it's different because Wendy was saying, oh, well, that never even occurred to me. Wendy's only 25.
No, it's so different because you're 27. I did agree with you.
Yeah. No, like,
agree with her. I said it was a reflection. It's not going to bum me out about where I am at in life. It's a reflection. You're always going to reflect back when somebody else gets great news, whether that's you have a bumming feeling about it, you have a great feeling about your life where you're at. That's just differences in people. So it's just a reflection.
I think what's hard is, I guess what's hard is if it's a really good friend. Like, I mean, Brittany and I are work acquaintances and I would consider us sort of work friends. But if it were a best friend, mm-hmm. like I would question that girl who just called. I would question her friendship with her friends who are having babies and getting married. Because if you're really not happy for them, truly, and you're really just focused on yourself, then you're not really their friend. Like, you're really not a friend if you can't be happy for another friend. Like, I have plenty of children who had successful first marriages and are on their second and third babies. And I've never not been happy for them having a baby, even mm-hmm. in the midst of going through a divorce when I was several years ago. Like, I still was happy for my closest friends when good things happened to them.
But if you put Brittany's emotions and you tag them onto your best friend, you would be really disappointed that she had any thought at all mm-hmm. that, oh, bummer, it's not me.
Yes.
You would be.
I'd be the same way.
If it makes me sad about me, does that mean I can't be happy for you? Are those things mutually exclusive? Because I don't feel like they are. I'm very happy for you. I'm very excited for you. But looking at your situation, I'm like, wow, like if I were put in that situation, it would be so different. Like, and a lot of it was about family than about the engagement.
I can understand what you're saying.
So it doesn't mean that I'm not happy for you. And, you know, I think that if, you know, a friend of yours gets pregnant and you really want to have a baby, it might make you sad, but that doesn't mean that you're not happy for that other person. Like, I think that those two things can exist simultaneously. You can still love and be happy and be super excited for that person and be a little sad for yourself.
I'm so happy I'm a guy. I love my penis.
I'm jealous of your
that.
Penis.
You should save that. Both of
save all of that.
I think you've really struck a chord because most women are calling up saying the same thing, that publicly you're like really happy, but there's a twinge of how about me and my needs underneath it all with anything
not even like that. It's not even like me, give me me. It's just a sadness. It's just like,
I think what stood out is normally you tweet so positively and you put so much, you put sunshine and rainbows into the universe.
Well, and then there's an additional bad feeling for feeling bad at hearing a friend's good news. So then you feel bad additionally on top of that.
Damn, you're bad square.
You need some positivity.
I know.
Don't two negatives make a positive?
Yes.
What do 70 negatives make?
I don't know.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.